Blog Talk Radio.
Entertainment Studios. As always, if you want to call in tonight, you can call us up at 347-326-9073. Once again, that phone number is 347-326-9073. We also have the chat room up and running. If you want to log in, come into the chat room, leave your comments, any questions that you may have. The chat room is up and running. Or you can even look me up on the Facebook, The Greg Squirrel Show. We are on the Facebook. You can look us up there. You can leave comments, anything that's on your mind that you want to share. We'll be more than happy than to put that on for you. Kind of got a full docket tonight. Things I want to talk about. There's a lot of things I wanted to talk about that are not on the docket. So let me reach over here across from the desk and grab the notepad from my humble staff. Yeah, I'm talking about you. Just sit over there and be quiet. All right, where do we start? Well, let's just start at the top of the list to work our way down. Usher Overeem has received his fight license from the state of Nevada so he can compete at UFC 156 against Antonio Big Foot Silva. And I know a lot of people have been looking forward to that fight, so it looks like that fight's going to take place. Once again, UFC 156. So it sounds like that fight's going to be going down. So make sure you get the pay-per-view and order. Why am I hearing music? Oh, okay, because my music is still going. Okay, let's just go over here and hit this little button here. All right, there we go. Now I can listen to hear my callers when they call in. Once the line, Cherokee Nation or Cherokee Entertainment phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. If you want to call in, something on your mind, If I mention something that you want to talk about, or if you just got something on your mind you want to talk about, feel free to call in. Chat room's open, and you can find us on Facebook at The Greg Squirrel Show on Facebook. Baseball Hall of Fame, elections were held, and for the second time in 42 years, nobody was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Once again, second time in 42 years, nobody was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. I don't know if it's just the message being sent there, because you had Barry Bonds, you had Sammy Sosa, I forget who else was on the list, because since I'm not a voting member, I didn't get to see the full list. But Craig Biggio was the closest with 68% of the vote, and you have to have 75% of the vote to be elected into the Hall of Fame. So Craig Biggio was the closest with 68%. I'll have my staff try to look up the numbers sometime before the end of the night, before the end of this 30 minutes, and we'll get you some more numbers. If not tonight, we'll definitely have them on tomorrow night's show. All right. Philadelphia Eagles have interviewed Notre Dame football coach Brian Kelly for the head coaching job. Brian Kelly said he would be interested. I've also heard that the Chicago Bears are also interested in interviewing Brian Kelly for their head coaching job. So be anxious to see what happens there. Personally, I'd like to see Brian Kelly stay at Notre Dame, just because I think there's a lot of promise there. The money would be nice that he would make in the pros, but, you know, seeing what he's done this year at Notre Dame, seeing what he has the potential of doing with Notre Dame, me personally, I think I would stay at Notre Dame and continue to pursue that. Once again, you can find me on Facebook at the Greg Squirrel Show. The chat rooms are open. Blog Talk Radio. Go on Blog Talk Radio. Type in the Greg Squirrel Show, and then you can listen to us. The chat room is up and running, so excuse me. You can get in on that, or you can call in at 347-326-9073 at the Palatial Cherokee Entertainment Studios. Coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. Here's my first poll question for tonight, and I really want to get a lot. I really want some people to give me some reply on this. But should Pete Rose be in the Hall of Fame? Charlie Hustle. Yeah, everybody knows that he bet on baseball, which is against the rules when you're a manager. But, you know, heck, how long has that been now? Yeah, he's messed up. He admitted he messed up. So don't you think it's time that Cooperstown opened their doors to Pete Rose? Want to touch on the poll we had on last night's show. Was the BCS championship game what you expected? And who do you think would have been a tougher opponent? 75% of the viewer, or 75% of the callers or people who voted on the poll said no, they expected a tougher game, and a majority said that maybe Oregon would have given Alabama a tougher game on that. So that was one of our polls from last night. I was looking for my second. I only have one poll last night. Okay. Anyway, I only had the one poll that I can remember from last night. Once again, you can find us on the Facebook at the Greg Squirrel Show. Feel free to go on, leave your comments. You can also call in if you want to, 347-326-9073. We're just in our first week of having the show back on the air. So, I'm excited. We got some great guests that we're talking to. Amy Hayes, first female professional ring announcer. Talked to her about being on the air. I also talked to Eric Stevens with Uncivil War MMA. I'm going to be doing the ring announcing for their event on January 19th in Springfield, Missouri, at the Howard Johnson Event Center. And we're going to get Eric on the phone sometime between now and the 19th and get him talking about the show. All right, back to my list. Tiger Woods, the Tiger, he announced that he will play at Abu Dhabi next week on the European PGA Tour. And his first PGA event will be the following week at the Farmers Tournament at Torrey Pines in La Jolla, California. That's someplace I've wanted to go with, La Jolla, just so I can tell people I've been to La Jolla. Anyway, so That'll be fun. Next coming weekend, PGA is still over in Hawaii for the Sony Open. Johnson Wagner, the defending champ. And, man, how about this past weekend? The Hyundai Player Tournament of Champions was supposed to start on Friday. Couldn't get it in. They erased all the scores. Tried Saturday. Still couldn't get it in. Erased all the scores. Sunday. Still couldn't get it in. And so finally, Monday, they did get the tournament in. And so, let's see, Dustin Johnson. I mean, I would have gone nuts if I'd have had to wait that long. You know, a tournament's supposed to start on Friday, and we don't get it in until Monday. Luckily, they're still in Hawaii the same for the next tournament, so they really didn't have that far to travel just to the other course. Hopefully this coming weekend, the Sony Open will go a whole lot better. Talking football, RG3, Robert Griffin III, had an LCL repaired and ACL repaired for the second time. Dr. Andrews, who performed the surgery, said everything looked good, and they are very optimistic that Robert Griffin III will be back in action come next season. So our thoughts and prayers go out to Robert Johnson. Really wasn't a big fan of his at first, but he's one of the few that I've really gotten on the bandwagon. So I will follow that up with saying it's funny how a change of uniform can change your opinion of a man, and I'm talking about Peyton Manning. For some reason, Peyton Manning at Indianapolis, I hated him. Hated his guts, spit on the ground the man walked on, but for some reason, now he's at Denver, and I'm kind of warming up to him. I'll admit it. I don't know what it is. Call me crazy stupid. But, you know, careful, because I know a lot of people will call in or leave comments that, yes, you are crazy stupid. Let's get Cherokee Entertainment. Phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. Who's going to be the big winner? Who's going to be my first call-in guest? I'm sure I'll come up with the prize for somebody, even if it's just a box of chocolates. First person to call in, be my first on-air caller, you're going to get some kind of prize. It may be a picture of me and my zebra print Speedo, but it'll be something. So don't forget, you can also look us up on the Facebook, Craig Squirrel Show, and we're just having a whole lot of fun. Carmelo Anthony suspended for one game after trying to have a confrontation with Kevin Garnett. Apparently, from what I understand, Mr. Garnett made a few comments about Carmelo's wife, and Carmelo didn't take it too well. And, you know, I was just under the – I was just raised, if you want to talk smack, that's great, talk smack. But you don't talk about the other person's mom, dad, girlfriends, kids, butt ugly dog, you know. So anyway, Carmelo Anthony has been suspended for one game because he kept stalking. That's the word I'm going to use, because he followed Kevin Garnett all over that stadium, even followed him out to the team bus. So anyway, that's that story. Sacramento Kings sounds like are going to be moving out of Sacramento. There is a deal in the works for the Sacramento Kings to move to Seattle. Everybody knows Seattle. They moved to Oklahoma City and became the Oklahoma City Thunder. And so now the Sacramento Kings, or the Queens, as Shaquille O'Neal used to call them, sounds like there's a ownership group out of Seattle that are going to buy the Kings, and Sacramento's going to lose their football team, or football basketball team, and they're going to be moving to Seattle, play their first game season at Key Arena, 2013-14 season at the Key Arena, and then try to get a new arena. And I think that's was the big deal in the first place with Seattle leaving town, was the fact that they were not, for some reason, they refused to build a new arena. I don't know if they couldn't. I'm not sure what the full deal on that was, but it had something to do with facilities and all that stuff as to why the then Seattle Sonics left town and became the Oklahoma City Thunder. So that's that. I want to give a big shout out to Marty Kale, my personal self-defense instructor, Arkansas School of Martial Arts and Krav Maga Training Center. If you're looking for a good form of self-defense that's pretty much easy to learn, call Marty Kale. I don't have his phone number, but you can find him on Facebook, or you can. They're located in Fayetteville, Arkansas, on College Avenue behind Sonic near Fiesta Square. So make sure you get over there and check him out. Once again, phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. So make sure you call in. Once again, since I've been back on the air, I have not had any callers yet, but whoever does get to be the first caller, you're going to get something. I promise we're going to get you something for being the first caller. Chat room's open. You can also leave comments on the Facebook under the Greg Squirrel Show. Okay, poll number two for tonight. This is just something I pulled out of the blue. I don't know why. Let's say you're trapped on an island for 1 month. And you got the pick of four women that you want to be trapped on the island with. Those four women are Julia Roberts, Sandra Bullock, Jennifer Aniston. And I had a fourth and I didn't write the name down. Okay, we're going to back it back to the three. Julia Roberts, Sandra Bullock, Jennifer Aniston. You're trapped on an island for a month. You get to pick one of the three. Who do you want it to be with? And once again, you can either go, if you're listening to the replay, you can go on my Facebook page, The Greg Squirrel Show, leave your answers on there, and we'll be following up on these two poll questions tomorrow night. So if you want to call in, then we'll give you a chance to speak your mind on that. We got about 11 minutes left on tonight's show. Arkansas Razorbacks, they lost their SEC opener against Texas A&M. All I can say is don't worry, boys and girls, it's just one game. You know, I don't know what the deal was. The Hogs just didn't have their A game on tonight. So, you know, Mike Anderson, he's a great coach. He's turned programs around everywhere he went. And there is no reason to believe why he won't do the same thing here in Arkansas. So, where are we at? Anyway, once again, phone lines 347-326-9073. So make sure you look over that. Let's see, any basketball scores I just want to kind of throw out there. Memphis is beating Golden State. What, they still have a basketball team? Wow. Okay. Memphis has beaten Golden State. The Clippers are defeating the Mavericks. It's just the second period. So don't put the horse in the barn on that one. San Antonio defeated the Lakers tonight. Looks like Oklahoma City. Let me double check these scores if they were from tonight or last night. Yes, Oklahoma City beat Minnesota. San Antonio did beat the Lakers. The New Orleans, right now they're an amoeba. That's what I'm going to call them, the New Orleans amoeba, because they can't decide what they want. They're wanting to get rid, for some reason, of the Hornets mascot, and right now they're looking at calling themselves the New Orleans Pelicans. That's real intimidating. I want to beat up on a pelican. So anyway, New Orleans beat Houston, Boston over Phoenix, Utah over Charlotte, Toronto over Philly, Cleveland over Atlanta, and Memphis is beating Golden State right now, and the Clips are up on the Mavs. So anyway, that's pretty much all what we're talking about tonight. Once again, phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. So make sure you call in on that. Oh, hold on, wrong button. What are you doing over there? My screens are going kind of haywire on me right now. There we go. We're just having a whole lot of fun here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Uh-oh, one of my screens went blank. I got two screens here in front of me, and one of them just went blank. That's not good, because now I can't see if anybody called in. Ah, there it is. It just came back up. You know, we got two screens in front of us, so we're still trying to get stuff figured out, because we want to be all professional-like. If you know what I mean. If you're going to do it, you got to do it right. Once the weekend's just around the corner, so I hope everybody has a great weekend. It is Wednesday, otherwise known as Hump Day. And then tomorrow's Thursday, then of course you got Friday, and it's the weekend. Who still has Christmas decorations up? That's what I want to know. Are you like me and you've kind of waited around till the last minute? Or are you kind of like me and procrastinating on getting your Christmas decor down? Naughty, naughty. It's always fun when you see your mother and she says, and the first question out of your mother's mouth is, have you got your Christmas decorations down? I'm like, no, Mama. I got a old friend of the family back when we lived in Fort Smith, Arkansas. He left his outdoor lights up 24 hours a day, 7 days. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks out of the year. Oh, no, you know, all he did was go and change the bulbs. But I promise not to get that bad. I promise. So anyway, want to say hello to some friends out there who may be listening in tonight. Ricky Wright, good friend of mine. And, of course, we want to say hello to Eric Stevens and the folks up there at Eric Stevens and the crew up at Uncivil War MMA up in Missouri. How you doing? Hope y'all hear me up there loud and clear. Oh, let's see what's going on here. We got another form just coming in. So, yes, having a great time. Once again, our internet polls for tonight. And once again, you can answer on our Facebook page, The Greg Squirrel Show. Or you can, you got about 4 minutes, you can still come on come in our chat room. Blog Talk Radio, The Greg Squirrel Show. Once again, our internet polls for tonight is should Pete Rose be in the Hall of Fame? That was poll number one. And poll number two was you're trapped on an island for a month, and you get to choose between Julia Roberts, Sandra Bullock, or Jennifer Aniston. There was a fourth, but when I thought of the fourth, I didn't have a pen to write the name down, so I actually forgot who the fourth one was. Must not have been important. She must not have been too hot, or else I would have remembered it. I'm not going to talk about McCarran's girlfriend, because I don't want ESPN having to, oh, wait a minute, I don't work for ESPN. Never mind. Okay. Julia Roberts, Sandra Bullock, Jennifer Aniston, trapped on an island for a month. Who do you pick? Feel free to go on Facebook page, Greg Squirrel Show, and leave your answers on there. Got a little over 3 minutes left in the show tonight. It's this first week so far has been awesome. I know we've only been on about, well, let's see, we did a practice show Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So this is our fifth show. I'm really enjoying getting back into the hang of it. I mean, the replays, the archives have been going nuts. I know we've had about 30 to 45 people collectively listening to different shots, not one particular show. I wish we had 30 people per show listening. But, you know, I think the most we've had on one night was so far has been like 10 people go in and listen to the replay of the show, which you can do. Go on Blog Talk Radio, type in the Greg Squirrel Show. It'll pull up the page for the Greg Squirrel Show, and you can hit archives. And there's still some of the shows from when we tried to do the show last year. There's still some of those on there. And then there's all the new shows that we've done so far from this year on there. So go on there, check it out. It's gravy, baby. So make sure you check that out. We will be back on the air tomorrow night at 10 o'clock, so make sure you put us on your calendar if you want to call in, speak what's on your mind. It is highly encouraged, because, hey, I'm up for talking about anything, you know how that goes. I want to give a big shout-out to my good friend Dave Davis up in Illinois. He's tuning in tonight, so always good. Always good to have my Midians out there. I thought I'm going to call my listeners my Midians, because you guys just way cool. And I love every one of you for tuning in. Enjoy doing what I do. We got about 90 seconds left on the show. Also on the Facebook page, Greg Squirrel Show. If there's something you want to talk about, go ahead and put that on the Facebook page also. Or those of you who know me, you can send me an instant message or a message on Facebook to my personal page. Those of you who know me know my personal page, Squirrel, and you can leave me a message on there. So don't forget, let me give a quick update on some of the scores here, if it will update fast enough. Clippers are still beating the Mavericks. Let's see here. Clippers still beating the Mavs. Let's go down here. It's going to be faster. Memphis is just tearing up Golden State. So did I mention that hockey reached an agreement? I mentioned that last night, that hockey has reached an agreement. So it looks like we're going to get about 42 games in, and then they'll go into the playoffs. Well, folks, it's been another fun 30 minutes. We'll be back on here tomorrow night, so make sure you tune in. Feel free to call in if you want. We don't hesitate, and we're going to say goodnight.